if you relate to people, if the message or the music people feel related, they will just give you such a good positive feedback. That's how I feel for the Taiwanese audiences. They are just so passionate.
Welcome to Taiwan Talk. I'm Aspen Beilharz. Chen Tian Lu started her career as a classical musician in Taiwan, but in 2015 she uprooted herself, moving to a different continent, a different instrument, and genre. Her jazz career in America has since led her to be shortlisted as a jazz musician to watch by the Grammy Awards and to win Best Instrumental Album at the Golden Melody Awards. This week, I talk with Chen Chen about her journey in music and what drives her now as an artist.
I was 6 years old when I started to play piano, and I got into percussion when I was 10 years old. I was a classical musician, so I play timpani, snare drum, multiple drums, and marimba in orchestra or in a percussion ensemble when I was in Taiwan. Yeah, so that was my music background.
How did you decide to move to the US and move into jazz, and why vibraphone?
So when I was in Taiwan, I got my master's degree in classical music, but I still feel like there is so much out there for me to do. I remember I was thinking, this cannot be it. I just want to seek for more freedom and I want to do more with the music. But I didn't really see any role model when I was in Taiwan. So that's the reason I came to the state. And why vibraphone? Because vibraphone is, I will say, the most common mallet jazz instrument. Because vibraphone was invented in 1920, and the reason vibraphone show up is because of jazz music. So I was playing marimba when I was growing up, so that's a natural change from marimba to vibraphone because they are all mallet instruments.
And when you say a mallet instrument, it's because you literally hit it with some sticks, right?
Yeah, with some mallets. I believe everybody knows about xylophone. So vibraphone looks very like xylophone, but xylophone is made of wood. Vibraphone is metal. And vibraphone has a pedal. So if you step down the pedal, the sound will ring. And there is also small fans in every single resonator. So there is a motor. If you turn the motor on, the fan will move and it will move the sound. So the sound will vibrate. That's why it's called vibraphone. You know, when you play piano, you've got two hands. So left hand can in charge of the harmony, right hand is the melody. But for vibraphone, the most mallets we hold is four mallets. So it's really limited. But you know, one thing always have the good side and the bad side. So if you got limited by how many notes you can play, that means you have a lot of space because there are only four notes you can choose on the vibraphone. To me, it gives the music so much more space and more space to create stuff. So usually, if you play the vibraphone, you are the leader of the band. Because it's so special, so creative, that you are the one deciding what the vibe is in the whole band.
What was it like coming from Taiwan and classical music into the US and the jazz scene?
I got onto New York jazz scene because the trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, he is very big on New York jazz scene. So he hired me as his sideman. So people started to notice me. So that's why I feel like I'm on New York jazz scene. It's very scary because it's a male-dominated industry. I will say I'm still trying to get used to it, but it's really hard in the very beginning when I just landed in Philadelphia because I couldn't really speak English and I couldn't really improvise. So whenever I play with someone or whenever I have my lesson with my teacher, Tony Maselli, I have to always translate those English in my head to Chinese and then to try to improvise. So I always got to school at around 7 a.m. and practice for like 12 hours because I feel like I couldn't get it. But I couldn't go back to Taiwan, you know, I already made my decision. So I just have to get through. It's a lot of challenges. Yeah.
Are you more comfortable with improvising now?
Through these challenges, I realize I need to be the one to take care of myself and I need to really support myself. I couldn't really say, oh, you're not good enough or you suck. You're coming from Taiwan. You don't even know what they are talking about. You can't be the one talking all that stuff to yourself. So I think once when I stopped those sounds in my mind, I started to improvise better than before. And I can have my attention on focusing on time. Because, you know, time is really important in any music, especially jazz. So I feel like I started to pay more attention on focusing on music. And that's when I started to improvise better. When I was young, the purpose for me to do music is to get a good score or to make people happy or to make my mom or my teacher happy. I wasn't really thinking about the meaning of making music. But now I'm all on myself, you know. No one is really supporting me. And I started to look for the reason I play music. I got to learn how to improvise and I got to hang out with so many different people coming from so many different backgrounds. So I'm free. So I started to rethink about the purpose and the meaning of me doing music.
So you did The Path by yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then you did Connected as a duo with Richie Goods.
Mm-hmm.
What led to forming Connected?
So actually, The Path, I wasn't doing it on myself. Richie was also the producer because I was so new on the jazz scene and I didn't have any record out. And I will remember I was dating this dude and he told me don't release anything because he thought it's just a waste of money. So I thought I shouldn't be releasing any stuff. And I started play with trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. So he took me on a Europe tour. And on that Europe tour, Richie was the bass player. So I started to play with Richie. And in the very end of the tour, Richie came to me and asked me, do you have any record out? I said, no. And he said, you should have one. And I said, I don't have money. And, you know, he told me he would do one for free for me because I guess he can see the talent in me. But I was just so appreciative because I didn't really have the money and he helped me to produce The Path. And I remember when I was making The Path, my mind was empty. I didn't know what's going on. I didn't have any message in my head. Really, I was just trying to make good music with Richie. That was it. That's The Path. And lockdown, you know, pandemic happened. Me and Richie, we had nowhere to go. We had no gigs. So we started to write stuff together. In the very beginning, we were just going to release one single. But it was so long. The pandemic was so long. So we wrote enough songs. So we just put a record together. That's why Connected got released.
The album has a really strong theme of peace and love.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about creating music with a theme like that?
I think when the moment I decided to make a record, I kind of opened all my sensations. I will put myself into museum or certain gathering with people coming from different backgrounds or just try to be very open to experience things. So to me, the composition process not only just happened in my practice room or studio, it's every day. I go out and I encounter people or stuff and I have a thought. So I bring the thoughts back to my notebook. I write it down and I will also work on my composition. So in the very end, these two things will line up together. The composition I'm working on with the notes in my notebook, they will eventually merge together. I think that's my process.
You've come back to Taiwan now multiple times playing jazz. When you're bringing this style that you've developed in the US back home, how do people respond? And how does it feel for you?
You know, I brought my band, my sextet, to Taiwan in May, this past May. We play in National Concert Hall, Taichung Opera House. And I was so nervous before the whole tour. I was so anxious because I didn't know how the audiences would receive our music. I had no idea. I was just having such a high anxiety level, you know. But after those shows, we got such great receive, you know, like people love the music and they love us. So we always had to give signature and people buy our CD for like 1 hour and a half. After the concert, we have to take picture with fans and signing CDs. So I guess people liked our music. But I think the most important thing is if you relate to people, if the message or the music people feel related, they will just give you such a good positive feedback. That's how I feel for the Taiwanese audiences. They are just so, so passionate. So I'm not anxious this time anymore.
Connected won the Golden Melody Award this year for the Best Instrumental Album, and The Path was also nominated in 2021. How did it feel to get that award?
You know, my mom always worry about me, right? Because I'm the only one in the States and she's so far from me. So she always call me and tell me, I let you play piano and I let you play the music because I want you to marry to some legit dudes. And now all of a sudden you are getting too serious. You are like not, you know, wanting to date anyone and want to get married and have kids. You only want to do music. That's before I get all the awards. She is so worried. But now I get all the nomination and everything. And she started to say, oh, wow, you are so good. You know, how did you do it? You know, she has this change. Her mindset completely changed. And she is like complimenting me all the time. But I'm thinking it's not because of me. It's because of you and dad and, you know, this teacher and that teacher and Mr. Ju and Tony Maselli and Jeremy Pelt and Richie Goods. So I always think I am just one person that gathered a lot of elements and reasons. So I feel like it's not because of me. It's because of everyone, you know, families and all the great teachers. So that's how I feel. I feel really happy and I want to celebrate it with people who supported me or just have influence on me. I think the reason for me to make music is to do good stuff. So we always, me and Richie always donate our CD sales or anything we can do to pass down really positive messages to make the audience feel good. And music to me or vibraphone to me is just a tool for me to express these positive messages. I don't want to be the troublemaker on the society. I want to help or support.
And that does it for this week's episode of Taiwan Talk. I'm Aspen Beilharz, and I've been talking to Chen Chen Liu. Music in this episode came from Connected, Chen Chen's album together with Richie Goods, and winner of Best Instrumental Album at the 34th Golden Melody Awards. Until next week, thanks for listening.